Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi on that just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser Versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Camille, Bobby, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me! Yeah! Oh, that was great timing, Brett.
Perfect.
If I always say so myself. Flatworms, Sig Alert. I've been sitting on that one for a couple of weeks. That's a good one. We may have to use that one when we play at the Ice House. October 28th, constantly plugging. Welcome, Bobby. Welcome, Camille. We were talking about JoJo Siwa pre-show, and I just want to launch right into that. So, Bobby, you got a six-year-old.
I love JoJo Siwa. I don't have any children. I have 2 year old. I have a two. I have two children. One is 6 years old, and just found JoJo Siwa, and is for the last 3 days has been singing JoJo Siwa's Boomerang.
Oh, so she's deaf. That's like the first hit, I believe.
Yeah, it's also it's a little out of time. We're finding things later, but also the first line of the song is "I don't care about what they say, I'm gonna come back like a boomerang," which doesn't rhyme, and it really drives me absolutely insane. It drives me nuts.
I don't care what they say.
I don't care about what they say. I'm going to come back like a boomerang.
Do you like my edit?
I don't think
sang?
That rhymes.
I don't care what they sang.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back like a boomerang.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All
I was
her
gonna
enemies
say,
are
I'm
singers.
I'm going to come back their way, way and say.
You know, yeah, look, something.
We should write for JoJo.
We should take over JoJo Siwa's life.
But yet, that was her big hit song, and she didn't need a rhyme. Is it not going well? I know she gets into,
she's been into
a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah, it is going well. Oh, her drama is just her dating life, you know? And I know too much about it as a
let's give us an update.
Well, she's just so messy, you know? Her TikTok is like half like women who she has dated in the past being like, oh, she only dated me for clout. And I'm like, well, how does JoJo Siwa date you for clout? It's JoJo Siwa. It's crazy.
For that hair bow clout.
Yeah.
Does she still wear the hair bow?
She does.
She does.
She
does. How old is she at this point?
She does, doesn't she? Yeah. She just like makes them smaller or like puts them on her bra to make it like, I'm an adult, but I still do bow.
I love my bra now.
She's 56 years old.
Oh, no. That's how old I am. Wait a minute. How old is she for real? Is she in her 20s?
She's 20.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Have you seen the video of her recently where with the paparazzi guy standing out her door? There's a paparazzi guy standing outside her door, and the second she opens it, he's like, JoJo, what do you think about the crisis in the Middle East? And he just like, gives her a very, very like political question. And before he even starts, she's just like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Just blows him off. And walks away.
Wait a minute.
She's just like,
music video.
No, it is 100% real. And she's just like, no, what? I'm JoJo Siwa. I'm not going to, like, don't you know who I am? Like, I'm not going to answer any questions.
And I'm on her side, of course.
Yeah, it's very
funny. Answer anything about the Middle East?
It was very funny. It's very funny.
What should we do here? She's going to be coming out. This is the time of day she usually comes out, and we agreed. We're all taking photos. We're all taking photos the first same time. You know, whoever gets it. Like, I'm not going to fight you guys, okay?
I'm not going to fight you either, but if I get it first, and I will, that's how it goes. No,
I got the question. You don't even have this question.
No, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to know. And everyone's going to care.
Okay. Oh, here,
she comes.
The door.
Shh.
Let's get her. Guys, what?
JoJo. JoJo, see what?
JoJo. Me. Yes. JoJo, look over
JoJo,
here.
JoJo, see what?
Great
question.
Okay.
There's only two. Look at me first.
Over here.
I'll just,
look
if
right.
I look between
my question.
You, it'll be good. An eye line. Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I'll give you $8 if you answer my question first.
$8?
Yes.
I'm JoJo Siwa. You think I need $8?
You idiot. I'll give you a bow that has rainbow polka dots and little unicorns on it and little kitties.
And you don't think I don't already have 100 of those? Okay,
$8. Specifically, all those patterns together?
I'm JoJo Siwa. I have a bow with all those patterns.
Oh, check it out. She does.
I will give you 8 reams of chiffon to do what you wish with. I will give you a new bedazzler. Looms. What do you mean, man? I was actually trying to do the measurement of fabric.
Okay. You know what? I don't need anything from either of you. If you're going to ask a question. I got to get off. I got dance practice.
Who killed John F. Kennedy and why was it Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, that's a good one.
I
was going to ask you about Saquon Barkley. Should he return to the Giants? And should I start him if I have Zach Moss in my lineup, who, although Taylor's returned to the lineup, he's still a potent part of the offense?
And when you're done with that, I want to know if 9/11 really happened.
Okay.
You can't ask two questions.
I might have five, but we'll let her answer these first.
I feel like you gave me the answer of your first question, because at the end you said, and why was it Marilyn Monroe?
Correct.
I don't know anything about any of this. I sort of am wondering why the two of you have showed up to my house to ask me, JoJo Siwa, these specific questions. Wouldn't you like to know, like, what's my next dance routine? Where am I taking my big pink car today?
That is a great question. Where are you taking your big pink car?
Where are you taking it?
I'm taking it to the studio. I have dance practice later today. Gotcha. That's where I'm headed.
Will you be driving
right now,
it?
If you don't mind. I will be driving it. Yeah, that's what you do with a big pink car.
So you will be using gasoline and not an electric car.
With everything going on in the Middle East.
Okay. Wow.
Got her. The pink car got her to it.
More like JoJo Scumbag.
What?
You're a bad person.
I don't have time for this.
Scumbag doesn't rhyme with Siwa.
She don't care. Trust me, she does not care about rhyming things.
Oh, we've had this whole discussion. Just wanted to ask you about it.
Yeah, all due respect, JoJo Siwa. I respect you as an entertainer, as an artist, but
I respect you as a fashion icon. But
okay.
What's up with the no rhyme?
You don't really
rhyme
words well.
Uh-oh.
Like Wu-Tang did, hey, you get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. But they're Wu-Tang. They can get away with that.
Yeah, there's like 9 to 11 guys.
Well, there's some would say JoJo Siwa is the Wu-Tang of tween girls. So
all by yourself?
Yes.
We quote you on that?
I have heard.
That's like the Beatles saying they're bigger than Jesus.
I don't know who those people are.
Wait a minute. You don't know the Beatles?
I don't know. What you do 56-year-old men on my doorstep.
They made an animated
movie. I hope that's a compliment.
Listen, I feel like I've answered enough of your questions, you guys. Unless you have something else, I really do have to get to my charity dance rehearsal.
Seriously,
who did you vote for last time?
I wasn't able to vote in the last election. I'm only 20.
Don't you think that's disrespectful?
What? I couldn't vote.
JoJo.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Seriously, you're 20. Next year, you're going to be able to drink alcohol, shoot a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you do that 18? I don't know.
I also don't know. I wouldn't get near guns. If you guys want a quote, put that down.
Oh,
JoJo
yeah?
Siwa
can
won't
we
get
quote?
Near guns.
Can you rhyme with a gun?
A gun. JoJo Siwa doesn't want it.
See, that doesn't rhyme. It didn't
but
rhyme.
Seriously,
at all.
You're about
you
to be 21, JoJo. You're about to be an adult. And we see that you have. The bras have migrated to your, or the bows have migrated to your bras.
Yes.
But still, you have to do more than that to be an adult. You have to think about adult things, and your fans are growing up with you.
Yeah, we will.
They look up to you.
Yeah, your fans have back problems now.
At 14?
Yes, that's what's happening to America, and that's why we want to know.
That.
Yeah, with your cell phone, you're constantly making them hunch over to punch subscribe and likes, little hearts. That's the human body isn't made to do that.
When I was six, I didn't know what merch was. They have to worry about like merch.
Yeah, and what is it?
Merch? What is it? It's merchandise. It's
I knew it! Short for merchandise. I told you, asshole.
I thought he was wrong. I thought it was short for Merchant Marines.
You two didn't know what that was, and you thought, but...
Made him a $2 bet.
This dude's pockets is loaded with dollars.
Seems like he's got $10. He gave $2 to you, and he was offering $8 to me.
The greatest concert ever returns to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater for a live recording. Yours truly, Matt Besser, will be there. John Gimberling doing the greatest concert ever again. Who else? Brett Morse on guitar. Paul Rust and Michael Casty will be there, and many, many more. Get tickets now. That's November 18th, 7 p.m. That's Saturday, November 18th. Let's sell this out. Tickets at ucbtheater.com right now, or go to improvforhumans.com. Look at our live date section. We got a ticket link for you. See you there at the greatest concert ever.
Let us catch up.
Have you guys, I'm going to move to the suggestions pretty soon, but I didn't want to forget this documentary, and I haven't even finished it. It might be a series even, but have you seen this Fraternal Order of Police telemarketing documentary on Netflix? I think it is.
Telemarketers?
When you lived in New York, Bobby, did you ever get phone calls said, "Hi, I'm calling from the..." But it would always be a guy going, "Hey, I'm calling for the Fraternal Order of Police. Would you like to make a donation?" Did you ever get that?
Yes. I was a telemarketer in college.
Oh, really? I want to hear about that. But let's put a pin in that. Let me tell you what this was. Those guys were all fake. Or those weren't cops. And in short, they buy kind of a license to... from the police to be able to use their name, and then they give them a cut of the money, of the charity money, but they take a majority of it. But that's not the way it sounded when they would call you. So I highly recommend that. But if I do remember getting those calls and it being really intimidating, you felt like, oh, there's a policeman calling my house and asking for money. It's hard to say no.
A 50-year-old Italian man calling me at dinner time.
But go ahead. I want to hear about who you telemarketed for.
Yeah.
I did telemarket. I went to UConn. I went to University of Connecticut, and I worked for the Alumni Association and did telemarketing for them, and called and had to ask alumni for money. And our boss would... It was like side games. Like he would be like, if you can mention Kevin Costner in the call, you'll get an extra dollar. Or like if you can, like he did like weird side games like that. And that's how I made my money, was like completing all the weird side games. Like, I don't know if I just had a cool boss or an idiot boss but like I made like 70 so he was just to 80 amusing extra himself. Dollars a
would
shift.
The Kevin Costner have anything to do with the call, or that was just for his own?
No, it was just like slip in the word submarine and you'll get an extra $5.
Wow.
And like, or like just like weird stuff, or like then at the end of the day, the person who'd like, we'd play the Kevin Bacon game and like who could ever get the quickest to Kevin Bacon, like just like that, like just completely aside from the calls, just like aside.
Here, do the one. Call me with the submarine one.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the UConn Alumni Association. My name is Ricky. I used to go to UConn, and I just wanted to let you know that we're still here and we're still thinking about you. How's everything going today?
Good. I saw UConn on my... I was curious what it was.
You say okay. University of Connecticut, alma mater.
I got it.
Husky, baby.
I was a Husky. Me too.
I've been Husky all my life because I'm somewhat overweight. So it bothered me a lot when people called me Husky. because I got called it a lot. That's another thing. I'm sorry to call you.
Wait, you're saying you don't like being a husky?
Well, I don't like being called. I don't like being reminded of childhood trauma is what I don't like. Shit.
Hey, what the fuck happened, man?
I don't know, but I said childhood trauma, so I get the extra $8.
I said submarine, asshole.
Oh, I thought you said
trauma was yesterday.
So childhood trauma was yesterday.
Try it again.
Shit.
Hello.
How are you, miss? This is Ricky from University of Connecticut.
Oh, I went there.
You did? That's amazing.
Yeah, I went there.
Would you did? Did you live in Buckley or Shipley? What dorm were you in?
What dorm? Buckley, I think.
Oh, Buckley. That's amazing. That's amazing. I tried to murder myself. I tried to murder myself at Buckley.
Okay, I think I gotta go. Click.
I'm sorry, submarine. Fuck.
What was that?
I came close.
I told you to try to close the deal. You tried to murder yourself. That's called suicide.
I'm sorry. I keep bringing up horrible things about my past.
Suicide was last Friday. I'm sorry. To drop in.
Just give me another chance.
Submarine.
Okay? I'll get it. Just give me another chance.
No, $4.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Scrappy? Hey. My name's Ricky. I'm from the University of Connecticut. You sound like a fun individual. Did you used to go to University of Connecticut as well?
Wouldn't you know? Why? How do you have my number if you didn't know?
We have a list of alumni that we call from here, but sometimes...
So you already know. You already know I went there.
Look, I'm lying, okay? I lie to myself constantly, all the time. I'm a liar, and it's a problem I have in my life. That's why I have no one, and I'm alone. Submarine.
What's going on here? Do you need help? Are you a guy who needs help?
I need a submarine, and I also need... Would you like to donate money to a husky man?
Okay, would you believe this is not one of the weirdest phone calls I've ever received, but I do have to go.
I apologize. I'm sorry for... It's 5:59 a.m. We work too early. This is too early.
All right. You said submarine. Here's $4. I didn't say I'd give you $4 for every time.
I said it four times, so no, I get $16.
I'm not giving you $16 because 4 times 4 equals 16.
16.
Yes.
You guys, you'll never guess who I was just on the phone with.
Oh, who?
One of our alumni is actually now working in Russia, and he makes U-boats, like restores old U-boats. My goodness, the amount of times this guy said submarine. I think you owe me about $100.
Oh, that's unfair.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Did you see the clip from the Disney Plus movie? It's like a kids movie called Prom Pact. And on Disney Plus, and they cut, there's like a basketball game, and they cut over to the crowd, and there's just all these AI people in the crowd clapping.
Oh, I saw that.
It's terrifying.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, that can't be the first example of that, though.
AI extras being used? No, I mean,
Or whatever. Oh, is that what it is? Extras being used in a CGI
way? Well, I guess
way?
Like, yeah. Yes, but it's like, oh, so they were extras in The Mandalorian or some other Disney project, and then their faces were mapped onto bodies in a crowd.
Fuck. So they paid for that? They signed off on that?
Yeah. I think like that's the whole deal is like they got their faces scanned and now they're just using them as extras and other stuff.
So I know this is what we fought over, but in this very case, do you know, were these extras not aware of that possibility?
I wish I knew more. I don't know. I don't. I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm. And we hope going forward, it will be that you for sure. I almost feel that if it's enough money, then why not? Like if an extra gets, whatever, $200,000, that seems like you're licensing your face to be in crowds. And that sounds like a good price, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's the thing of, do you want to do it for the rest of your life? Like, you could be an extra and keep returning and making money. Like, I think it's like, isn't that the idea of, like, being paid upfront or taking residuals, like, or something? Like,
yes. But I guess I made a number that I thought an extra wouldn't equal over.
Yeah, it would be a specific type of person is down for this sort of deal.
Yeah.
But and then it would only be at that specific time in their life, I suppose, because it's like someone who would maybe need money in a chunk like that then. And then we're like, oh, well, we've screwed them over for later in their life.
Oh,
their
but career. They won't. Well, then you'll have to like, OK, let's do this. Thanks for coming in, Bobby. We love you here. We got I brought
Thank
in
you
the
for
whole
having
team.
Me. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor and it's just great to be working.
Yeah, you're one of the best extras Thank in you. This new frontier of ours. And
thanks so much. Yeah, it's really exciting and it's really crazy to be here from the ground up. I feel like Jar Jar Binks in a way.
That's Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Disney has a little offer here. We wanted to discuss with you using your image as we did on the last. It's a little bit more than they did on the last deal of using your image in any crowd scene and perpetuity. This is more. Hey, well, let's just run through the deal points, if you don't mind.
Sure. I would love that. Any info you could give me would be great.
Okay. Well, they reserve the right to use your image not only in crowd scenes, but also to age you through the years because they have that ability.
Okay.
And they showed me some shots of what you are going to look like if all the way to you. And they actually know. They know when you're going to die.
Wow.
With this technology of aging, they also know exactly. Based on
my
algorithms.
Date and time of death?
I don't know time.
Oh.
That sounds crazy. Definitely the day. Crazy. Definitely the day.
And do I get this information as well? Or do you?
That is one of the deal points that if you want the information, you're going to get less money. You're going to get a lot less money, actually. A lot, lot. It's almost like they're trading. The information for when
Whoa,
you die.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
I guess. Well, you know,
this
I
is
have, gonna.
This is like buyout for a local commercial money. It's not good money, but you do get to know the day you die if that's important to you. But if that's
I'm in a
not
bit of a bind currently, so maybe I don't need to know the day I die right away. Like I need the money right now more than anything.
Okay, I think it's a one-time deal. I don't know if they're going to accept anything later. In fact, definitely not.
Well, I'm trying
but
to get
it. But all they would do is, if you don't find out the day you die, or if that doesn't bother you knowing that date, they're just going to age you to that day, which is a certain amount of years, which I know.
So you currently know when I'm going to die?
I do.
Okay.
And they gave me a full photo spread up to that point.
Is this phone call being recorded? Is this phone call being recorded? Oh, that's right.
Well, all phone calls are being recorded.
So I was going to say, how much would it take just for me to give you money on the side just to tell me that date? Is that something?
I thought about that. Here, let me turn on the fan.
Smart. Let me turn on my dog barking sounds.
Smart.
When do I? Hey, I'll give you $1,000 right now if you tell me when.
He starts to pull out dollar bills. What the fuck? Get that off my desk. I'm worried though. I'm starting to think that the algorithm can control when we die. And I don't want it to get mad at me.
I understand that. I get that. And I don't want it either. But can you at least give me, like, do I have some time? Like, if you can
I already gave you a clue. I said it didn't take that much time to go over. I've seen the span of your aging.
Shit, so does that mean I don't have a lot of time? You just made
That's
it worse.
That's all I can say. That's all I can say. I can't ruin this deal. Is it such so important? You're going to die when you're going to die. The important thing is you're going to get a lot of money for Disney to be able to use your image, and they can age it up to that day and younger. They can also age it younger. So you can be like in a maternity award scene. As a little baby.
I want to be in Look Who's Talking 4.
You don't get to decide that.
I want to be the star of Look Who's Talking 4.
You will have to audition for that. You can't just declare that in the deal.
Hollywood sucks. They should just give you the things you ask for.
Okay. Are there any other points I'm missing here, Kim?
Yeah, there is my specific clause that I've put in the deal. My parents have been really dogging me to get married for years and years now. They can't really accept a woman in her 40s without a man. So it is in your deal that I reserve the right to have photos of you imposed with photos of me all over the house. And
so I will become your photo husband, but not your real husband?
Well, then the next part of the deal is that we will do a flesh scan of your face and then take that and put it upon another body that we have a separate deal with. I shouldn't say that's a separate deal, Bobby. He is getting more than you are. I shouldn't say this, but that's true. And so that's the other part. We take a flesh scan, put that on somebody else.
It's Josh Gad, isn't it? It's Josh Gad, isn't it?
Your one-word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
Neighbors is the next suggestion from another Andrew. Neighbors. How about them neighbors?
I don't know any of my neighbors, but on purpose, I came here and I was like, I'm not here to make friends. And
I came here.
my wife thinks it's crazy because it's like nice to participate in community, but I'm sort of like everyone around me is my enemy and I don't want to know them.
Wow, I didn't expect this from you.
I know. I just sort of like, I have my friends already. I don't want to know someone new because I'll possibly love them and want to be their friend. So I don't even want to put myself in that position.
Is that it, though?
Maybe.
The last thing you said?
I think so.
Is it that you feel more responsible?
Yeah, I would be like,
if your friend
and
is the neighbor and they're next door, if this puts an extra, just like you said, now you have to say hi, you got to talk.
Yeah. I got to like watch their packages if they leave town.
The older I get, the less social I want to be, definitely.
Yeah.
I think I'm going the opposite direction. I do know my neighbors. Of course, I'm in a feud with a couple of them too, but but I'm friendly with more of them.
I'm so happy I don't hate my neighbors. Like that must just suck. I would not be able to live in a house knowing that they were there annoyed. Like if I was annoyed, I think.
Yeah. I've talked about many times on the show, but they like throw trash into my yard.
Do they know of the show?
Of Improv for Humans?
Has that ever come up? Do they like know that they're like...
that you're complaining?
That would be so funny if there were still fans, but we were still feuding. This is good improv.
Every time we throw trash in there, we get on the show.
Yeah. I have a weird thing with my neighbor because she lives directly, you know, like we share a fence and we can literally just talk over it. But I've only seen her maybe two times, like ever, but she's always been... super nice every time. Like, she's always like, you can use our yard anytime you want. You can borrow the generator if the power goes out. You
is
can
she
do this.
Elderly?
You should come. No, she's not elderly. She's middle-aged probably. But like overly nice in a way where she's like, I just want to be neighbors like in that way, you know, where we can just share things and anything you want, let me know. And then she'll just disappear for like 6 months. Like, I haven't seen her. I never see her ever. And I go out to the yard every day.
She's Kimmy? A ghost.
Yeah. Is it Kimmy?
Yes. Yeah. Kimmy,
I
yes.
knew it.
Okay.
How are you enjoying your new house?
It's good. You can get closer if you want.
I would love to get closer. Oh, have good. You used my hose yet? Anytime you want to.
I don't have my hose installed, but I will in the coming days. We're just moving in. I won't need your hose, but that's so kind of you to offer.
And anytime you need to use any of our shovels. Okay. My husband, before he passed, he loved shovels. And if you need any of them, I have small digging spades and large industrial, like commercial strength.
Oh, wow. That's
really
a lot.
Really big shovels. If you ever want to use them, you just go right in the house and grab one.
Okay. I won't be needing that. Was your husband like a grave digger or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Honey, who are you talking to? Honey, who are you talking? Oh, Kimmy, hi.
Oh, hi.
This is my new husband.
Oh, hi.
Oh, good. Nice to meet you.
This is Jonathan.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jonathan, the new one.
I'm kind of the new one, too. Okay.
You're a funny neighbor. Our last neighbor was not funny.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I just like to be a little bit friendly. Nice to meet you guys. I'm going to go finish unpacking if you don't.
But anytime you need anything, you just come next door.
How are you on shovels?
Oh,
I already told her that.
I've already been offered all of
We have a great deal of shovels.
I've heard. You're,
He's always trying to give away my ex-husband's shovels because we have them mounted on the wall.
Please take them.
I don't need a shovel, but maybe you can donate those. That's a happy.
You can use a shovel for anything. You could use it as a planter. You could use it as a coaster.
That's not true.
I couldn't
That's
do that.
That's not true. But if you ever need any of them, you come on in. And we also do have some real coasters. If you need to come in, get a coaster. And even if there's a glass on it, as long as you know what? Actually, don't pick up a glass and take the coaster out and put the glass back down.
I was going to say, we could take a paper towel instead or something. But you could always come inside the house.
Yes.
I locked guess you could or unlocked, use a- come in, open a window if need be. Chimney is 3 feet by 4 feet.
Yes, we always leave the upstairs windows next to the tree open in case we forget our key. So you can come in anytime.
There's loose cash in every single drawer.
Okay. I thought you guys
My
were
new
being-
husband, he pays for everything in $1 bills.
You're never going to have to pay for anything again when I'm around, at least not with a $1 bill. I have a lot of $1 bills around.
Yeah, if you want to come in and get any cash, no fives or above, but any ones.
Yeah.
Any ones you see, you help yourself, honey.
That's good. Thank you.
If you find yourself in the everyday problem of I need 2,000 singles, just come right over.
Okay. You guys are being so nice, so neighborly at first. It has really taken a turn, and I have so many more questions, but I really don't want to invest in this relationship too deeply, so I'm just going to say thank
that?
You.
Oh, you don't know us anything. I get what you're saying there, but you don't know us anything.
We don't want to be best friends and hang out all the time.
No.
And
I don't
about
like most
things
people.
In your life.
Okay, sorry. That's all I could infer from how aggressively you were basically telling me to come over to your house.
So we don't want you to stay. We just want you to come in and grab anything you need.
Oh, come
we
over, didn't say take you could a shower, use the bed. Make a meal. Talk to our children.
Okay, see, this is a little bit confusing. That feels like you just need a babysitter or a friend or something like that.
No.
We didn't say wipe her ass.
Sure, and that's
actually,
where it
to
turns
be honest,
babysitter.
If you go anywhere near wiping one of our children's ass, there we will call the police.
That would be a problem, and you shouldn't even have brought that up.
Okay, good.
I didn't bring that. You guys brought that up. I didn't bring that up.
But anyway, you want some forks, a spoon, any knives, not any of the sharp ones. We need those.
Okay.
But any,
we have
like
many
butter
dull
knives.
If you need any of dull knives, we have butter knives. The knives you use for paint.
Sherbert knives.
Sherbert knives.
Okay. You know what? Actually, I have
those
forgotten something
big,
that
fat
I need.
Knives that you use to put on a icing on a cake. Are those called knives?
Fat knives. They're called fat knives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you guys happen to have an extension cord? I sort of need to plug something in my house and those.
Can
boxes
I speak to my husband
it.
For a second?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
What okay, the we'll be right fuck back. Did she just say?
What the hell was that?
Can we have an extension cord?
Can I have an extension cord?
Oh, we're just made of money. We have all sorts of extension cords.
I'm unprepared at life. I need you. I want you to do it because I'm just a dummy.
Did she just move here from her mommy and daddy's?
You guys should have stepped farther away to have this conversation.
Sorry, we're retired.
Yeah.
Okay, if you heard us... We do have
still on
one extension cord, but everything's plugged into it, and...
You guys have so many kinds of troubles, many, many kinds of knives, but you have one extension cord, and
I'm sorry,
everything in your house is plugged
into it. Dead people in graves don't need extension cords, honey.
Okay, that's fair for the shovels, but what about the knives?
It's a lot of electric knives. It's Thanksgiving Day. We have many turkeys to cut. We help people cut their turkeys all up and down the block.
And for the soup kitchens, they send the turkeys over here to be cut. So we do a lot of volunteer work.
It's the most
cutting
efficient
for various charities.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry I asked. I'll just, go pick one up at the hardware store. And
would you like to volunteer this Thanksgiving and help come on over and help cut turkeys? It's a lot of people in the neighborhood do it. It's a lot of fun. We just cut turkeys all day.
Everyone just gets together and hugs and cuts turkeys.
Okay. Respectfully, I think I'll be out of town. I go to my parents' house. Yeah. I go to my parents for Thanksgiving. I just moved out of my mommy and daddy's house. So, as you guys
said. It sounds like it.
Said.
We could come there.
What's that?
We could come there.
What about all the charity and the knives you plug into the one extension cord and the neighborhood and all that you just told me about?
I mean, we could just all throw it in a truck and head to your place.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So nice meeting you guys. Please never come back here.
What?
Wow.
And we cut to, and she was hardcore about it. It's like 7.5 years later, and she's been steadfast about not communicating. They've shared cold stares at each other over the fence through the years. But suddenly, there's a sinkhole in her backyard. And it's taken in a lot of her lawn furniture that she now needs to dig out. Look, it's take it. Yep, I knew it. That's
who's
why.
Back.
Hey, look at her. See, you got a sinkhole.
Yes. Hi.
All your furniture sunk into the earth.
Your barbecue.
It has all sunk. My
sunk
lawn furniture is all inside the sinkhole. Yep.
All of that has happened.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have been watching. You watched me hand make that fountain over the last 7 years. Yeah, it's all in the sinkhole.
We have a short fence. It's hard to miss.
Yeah.
Those are brightly colored rocks, not with the aesthetic of the neighborhood.
I'm just going to cut right to it. I know you guys have a lot of shovels. You told me about it a long time ago. And
we do. We've sold a few over the years, but yes.
This is the last thing I want to do, but I am going to need your help.
Oh.
Okay.
Extension cord Kimmy.
It is.
That's what you've been calling me in your house?
Yes. Every day.
Every damn day.
Okay. I just need one shovel, a couple shovels. I'd love to get all the special lawn furniture out from the
I always say forgive and forget.
Oh, good.
I'm not one to hold on to a grudge. And if you want to come over here and pick out an appropriate shovel for this job, come on over this. And they open the fence.
It's funny because I always say, fuck you in your sinkhole.
That's where what me and my new husband don't agree.
I was saying, I usually say, fuck you and your sinkhole. But we are neighbors, and I can't deny that. And there's neighbor rules.
Come on over.
Even though extension cord Kimmy.
Okay.
Needs our help
she
again.
She tentatively makes her way through the gate door into the... Oh, this is the first time you've come over here in 7.5 years, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But come on over, make yourself at home. You can see, we got a lot of shovels leaning up against the house. Mm-hmm. And there's more mounted on the inside.
So many more shovels than I could have imagined. And you guys really described a lot of shovels. This is like extreme.
Yes, this is from the Civil War. This is used to bury soldiers.
And this is the shovel they used to bury Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. It's a very rare shovel.
Wow.
This is a coal shovel from Arizona, where there's not much coal.
That's this great. Shovel I'm just going to grab this one right here. Oh.
No, please don't. That one was screen used in Jim Carrey's The Mask.
That was that famous shovel scene in The Mask where he hits his face.
He hits his face with it.
Face goes crazy.
If you look with closely, you can see there's still green on it.
Yeah, see, that's a little bit of green.
Wow.
But most of these shovels, just maybe pick any one.
I tried
no,
that.
No, we want to pick this one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that one. Is that all right?
My first husband's favorite one.
Okay, this so one. That's a no.
Barbara, he called it Barbara.
That's Barbara the shovel. Okay, why don't you just point at one that I can maybe use that doesn't have any
sentimentality. I didn't say you can use Barbara. You can use Barbara.
You can use Barbara.
It'd be an honor for you to use Barbara.
Sorry, she gets a little choked up when she talks about it.
I'm just going to take Barbara
it's
over.
To say you to use.
Thank you so much. I'll return her probably.
Bye, Barbara.
2 to 3 hours. Okay.
Bye, Barbara.
I mean, we'll see you
have
over the fence.
Be careful.
Be careful, Barbara. Okay. We love you.
And you too. Be careful with Barbara.
And yes. Yeah. Please.
I will.
She means a lot to us.
Don't slam her against any stones.
Okay. Ah. Wow, I went to dig and first thing I hit was my big stone fountain. I think I've dented this shovel.
That was the one thing we asked you not to do was hit any stones, and it's the first thing you did.
The one thing we asked.
I couldn't tell what's under here. It's a patch of dirt. I didn't know I was going to right away hit a fountain.
You spent 7 years building that fountain and placing it so that you could hurt Barbara, and you're mean, and you're a bad neighbor.
You're a bad neighbor. You've never once offered anything of yours to borrow.
You made it sound like you have everything. I didn't know that.
You don't remember the time I stood on our lawn and screamed, boy, I wish I had some baking soda for 40 minutes straight?
You did do that for way too long. I had my friends over watching The Bachelor and they were like, who is that? What's happening?
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Okay, well, let's get one more suggestion out here. I'll give you some choices though, okay? Coins, superfluous, koosh ball. Wait a minute, what is koosh ball? Sounds familiar. I don't know.
Isn't that like the squishy toy ball? It's got like
They were just like rubber bands. I believe they were like made super famous by Rosie O'Donnell in the 90s.
Like, wait, really?
Really?
On her talk show, she would take them and fling them into the audience, and like specifically Koosh ball, and then like that company started like sending her more, and like it became a thing, and I feel like it had a resurgence because of Rosie, or I'm a lunatic. I don't know.
Whoa,
from what I remember, Rosie O'Donnell had like a resurgence of Koosh ball because of that.
Wow. I would never have connected those two things.
Exactly.
It does sound so like a dream. I'm trying to find evidence of Rosie O'Donnell with the Koosh ball.
Yeah, let's make sure that Bobby's not crazy.
Rosie O'Donnell is responsible for the resurgence of the Koosh ball is a sentence that is true.
And there's a whole... Sometimes you're walking down a street of one of those... in every city, there's that place where the city has decided this is going to be our tourist trap area. This is where we're going to put all the fancy stores, and we'll have a fun ice cream shop. And then there's a few stores you're like, how is this a whole store? And I don't even mean like a hat store. You're like, no one's ever in that hat store. But then there's something like, there's a whole Koosh ball store, and this, and the couple walks in. Hi, welcome to Koosh Balls.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
This is amazing.
It's cool.
Everything in here is Koosh Ball or made of Koosh Balls.
That's fascinating. And this is, and are these nationwide or this is just?
This is the last one. They've been closing them down, unfortunately, but this was the original one after Rosie started the resurgence.
That
points to a picture of Rosie up on his wall, like a giant oversized picture with her throwing koosh balls. Wow. She's the greatest. You guys Rosie fans?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, sure. I mean, she's an icon. You can't deny
exactly.
that she was a big, you know.
Name one actress better than her, like better at acting. You can't.
I mean,
Meryl Streep.
No, fuck her. She overacts.
Okay.
Terrible at comedy.
Angela Bassett.
Who?
Angela Bassett.
Anyway, don't get me started. Okay. Rosie's the best. Who's a better comedian than Rosie? Nobody.
Tim Allen.
That's just a personal opinion.
We're huge Tim Allen fans.
Comedy subjective. But. Do you want any koosh balls? You have a koosh ball for friends? You want to get a dozen koosh balls?
We sort of just wanted to walk around the store. We thought it was like cute and kitschy. I don't know.
Okay.
We don't know if we need to commit to a dozen right away, but.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have any questions. To be honest, no one's been in here in a couple of weeks, so I'm. It's a little weird for me.
I'm sorry. Do you have any purple koosh balls?
Of course we do. We have every color. We have every type of purple. Royal purple, maroon purple, northwestern purple.
The school of the school's colors?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay. I was an alumni.
We'll definitely take one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a Northwestern per se, but I could write it. I tell my customers, if you want me to draw something on the side of a koosh ball, I'm a pretty good artist. I could draw Northwestern.
So you're just going to write the words Northwestern with a Sharpie on it?
There we go. Ran out of room, making tiny little E-R-N. There you go.
Okay.
Got yourself a little Northwestern purple koosh ball.
It does feel like you just wrote on something that we're about to buy, though.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so you admit that. And you think that's good.
Well, we don't have just koosh balls. We have koosh ball candy. It's candy shaped like a koosh ball. And we have a chair made out of koosh balls. And we have a giant koosh ball that you can get into and koosh yourself.
What does that mean?
You want to try it?
Well, what
is a little experimental, but it was one of the final things they sent us before they stopped sending us inventory. It's in the back.
Okay. It's not on the storefront. It's okay. I mean, like, I'm curious. I would love to try it.
Here, lean into this wall. Lean into this wall, into the couche of the wall.
This is nice.
Yeah,
this
push into it. And as they and then they kind of just go through the wall into another room. Spit out. And they're inside. Here we are.
Where are we?
This is what the inside of a couche ball looks like.
Why is there a heart beating?
It's covered in blood.
To be this big and to be able to to last long, it does need its own system of, its own circulatory system.
So we're inside of a couche creature. You. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And is this for sale?
Hold on. Okay, you feel that rumbling? It can feel you're nervous. So
I am terrified.
I'm absolutely nervous.
You don't
nervous.
Need to be nervous. This is a fun little, fun big couche ball.
Okay.
That we're currently inside of.
We're inside.
Yes.
And this is couching yourself, just like entering another being's insides?
It's couchy, yeah. You just gotta,
I'm almost more creeped out by your tone right now than I am the textures and the dampness on the inside of this couche ball.
You are so giddy to be inside this couche ball.
It feels so cushy, doesn't it?
Giddy? Just giddy isn't even the right word.
You're right. It was giddy at first.
He's not giddy yet. He's like suspicious.
It's like gearing up to something we can't understand.
You're not allowing yourself to couche. And they feel the sides of the walls of the couche start to envelop them, and they start to become there you go. You're becoming part of it.
Okay, now, is this like part of the, like an experience, like a tour? Like, we will come out on the end of this at some point, right?
We're meeting my mother for lunch, so we got to get out of here.
We have tickets for Hamilton at 3.
And the store clerk kind of pushes against one of the walls and exits the wall where it's just them. They're left inside the couche ball. And like inside most windowless environments, they can't tell. It's hard to tell what time is passing and their cell phones aren't working. And time does pass, a lot of time. And they start to grow old in this couche ball together.
What's that? I can't hear you.
I said I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
You haven't apologized to me in years.
I just wanted you to know that I love you and that I'm sorry that my curiosity got us here.
So you finally admit it. It was your fault we walked into this store.
I needed to know what couche yourself meant.
And scene. Humans, this has been a very couche episode. When will this strike end? Ugh. Y'all?
I heard tomorrow.
For real?
That's good. I'll go with tomorrow.
You're fucking with me. Are you?
I am. I apologize. Okay. There was too much halt in your voice. I'm sorry.
You say, I heard tomorrow. And that's what keeps you going.
Because that is how it happened with the WGA. You would get I was talking to, and then someone would say the name of some writer you're supposed to respect. I was talking to, fill in the blank, and they said it's going to be next Tuesday.
Yeah. And we just have to wait for another Drew Barrymore. We have to wait for another famous person to ruin their lives by accident. Mm-hmm. It'll be over in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, that we can't plug our projects that we might not even have, where can they find y'all to say, good job on Improv for Humans. You entertained me. Are you on social media at all, y'all? Where can they say hi to you?
Yeah, you can say hi to me on Instagram, at ChildClown. There you go.
I'm constantly on social media.
What a bragger.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
I'm always there. Check me out.
Okay. Just look up his name, y'all. You'll figure it out. But I'm going to do a long plug. Because Improv for Humans is not part of the studios. Right, Brett? That's the whole fucking point.
That's the whole point.
We're not part of goddamn studios. They can't green screen my ass out of here. They can't take my voice, put it in 1,000 podcasts. It's all Brett and I improvforhumans.com. It's all us, y'all, and these wonderful improvisers that join us every week. It's all us. Your $40 go to us four, literally, and that's it.
That's it.
And so I'm encouraging that. $40 for a year subscription to Improv for Humans or $4 for a month. And of course, you get the ad-free Improv for Humans, but so much more. You get the Professor Besser feed and the Best Taste in the Universe feed. And the capabilities of our website, what timeline we got here, Brett? Now, right?
It should be up already by the time this comes out.
That's right. We got putting up videos now. We got live tour information, like the date at the Ice House, October 28th, and all sorts of blog posts, the Discord, all sorts of stuff, humans. So keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.